In this special build edition of the AI show, we hear from Fani Mutiala, Senior Program Manager on the Azure Cognitive Services team. Fani will explore cognitive services containers and how we can get started. Make sure you tune in.
So welcome to the Microsoft Build. Today, we're going to talk about the cognitive services containers. I'm Fani Mutiala. I'm working as a senior program manager as part of Azure Cognitive Services. So primary objectives of this session are, we're going to talk a bit of Azure Cognitive Services, and we'll do a deep dive on cognitive services containers, in other words, cognitive services at the edge. And we're going to have some session takeaways, which I'm going to share some information on how you can get started using the containers. So with cognitive services, our investment principles, we really think about the developers, right? So we always think about how we can make any developers like productive working with cognitive services. From that perspective, our APIs, we always think about, like, you know, they should be flexible and available for any developer that comes with any skill set. And these cognitive services APIs are built and meant for enterprises, and they're optimized to work for any scale that our customers are coming with. And they're trusted, and which means customers can own and control your data. So with cognitive services, we have four product families. Vision, which is packaged with face detection, face recognition, and computer vision and custom vision. Speech, having speech to text and text to speech and speech speaker recognition. And also we have language, which is having text analytics and language understanding and text analytics with the key phrase, sentiment analysis, and also the language detection. And with the decision, we have a widely recognized anomaly detector service also available. So our motive is to bring more flexibility for our customers to deploy cognitive services in their own terms, which meaning for customers having need to talk to when their business applications has a need with the AI models, we have the APIs that are running on the cloud, where our customers want to take the AI close to the data. For example, in few cases, customers cannot talk to the cloud, right? So in those cases, what we are doing is we are making the cognitive services available for our customers so that they can take it and run anywhere in their own terms. So it's the same set of API models. It's the same set of powerful APIs we are running on the cloud. At the same time, we are making it available for our customers to run them at the edge. Why we are thinking about bringing cognitive services for the customers to run at the edge? So let's talk about a few enterprise pain points. So some of the customers, like, you know, here are some of the use cases that we learned, right? The pain points are some of the customer segments, like, you know, they are unable to upload all the data to the cloud. In some cases, they have a very strong security and privacy requirements, where they cannot put their content on the cloud, or they cannot talk to the cloud always. And in some cases, customers are dealing with low bandwidth and intermittent connection. And by providing the APIs in form of a Docker containers, the benefits that customers receive are, they can take it, containers, the packaged APIs and the Docker images, they can take them and run it anywhere. With that, they can have full control over the data. Also, with the containers running close to the data, they can meet all the regulatory requirements as demanded or met with the organization standards. And they're also great for high throughput or faster or the high bandwidth operations. So let's look at some of the edge scenarios, right? So today we have tens and hundreds of customers already using containers for some of the user scenarios that are related to the robotic process automation. And the combination of language understanding and speech to text and text to speech, they're running containers for intelligent customer support. And we have customers using document understanding such as Read for text extraction from the forms. And we have customers running text sentiment analysis for their documents. And also, Face API is one of the widely recognized service from cognitive services, and Face is available in containers. our customers are using for face detection and face verification for some of their edge use cases. And also with the combination of language understanding and some of the text analytics containers, customers also deployed multiple solutions related to the bots and also the intelligent agents. To name very few, these are our top partners and the customers already leveraging containers for their edge user scenarios. So how we do it? So today, containers, this is not nothing separate from existing cognitive services. Containers bring flexibility, which meaning they're an extended future of the cognitive services, of the existing cognitive services. We give flexibility for our customers, as I mentioned before. If customers want to talk to the cloud, we have the web APIs, or they want to take the AI for the edge use cases, we have the container. So they're just an extended future from the existing service and nothing new. So we are taking the same model code and packaged wrapping up using our service code, and we're building a Docker image, and we make it available for our customers to deploy either on a data center, or they can even use it through the widely recognized orchestrators like Kubernetes or the OpenShift. And also they can even take it to any of the edge devices, which can be managed by Azure IoT or their own IoT. So let's talk about some customer stories, right? So Wilson Allen is a strategic Microsoft partner and a systems integrator that does tons of work in the legal space. They are very unique ISV that has a customer relationships with the majority of the biggest law firms in the US and also in the UK. Because they are in the legal industry, most of the data must stay local. They have a product called Proforma Tracker that the law firms use to recognize the text, optimize the legal forms, and process them from billing. So architecture-wise, Wilson Allen is using the container to bring form-based data into their firm data ecosystem. Also, they're using it to create the metadata from the text-based data, establish the patterns, and render it in a common data model without the traditional data warehouse visualized through the Power BI reporting. So using the form recognizer container, they extract the historic set of the HR PDF forms, such as like intake, change, or any other forms, and ingest the output results into database for master data and analytics purpose. Inside, Microsoft partner, it's a global payments technology company working to enable the consumers, businesses, or the banks, and the governments to use the digital currency. So they built an exciting self-service kiosk offering a robust user experience in an efficient and secure environment. So the solutions hosted with Azure IoT Edge, Azure Cognitive Services, which are with a mix of face recognition, speech to text, and language understanding container, along with SQL Server as a container. So providing a full customer experience, this solution is integrated with customers' digital issuance technology so that the customers can start using their credit cards without any wait times. Also, the solution, the current solution implements some of the interactions like requesting a new credit card or requesting to meet a banking manager or request to pay a bill. So this helps reducing the wait times for customers and ultimately bring the customer satisfaction. So I have our customer already on the call. So Vaibhav is a member of our data science team at TIBCO. Vaibhav.
Thank you, Fani. So I'm just gonna go over what who we are. And so TIBCO really makes it possible to unlock the potential of real-time data for making faster and smarter decisions. And we do this with our TIBCO Connected Intelligence Platform, which basically consists of three pillars. That's connect. So we connect to anything and any source. Unify, we unify your data coming from any source, and predict, and push these predict back into your systems. So for today's talk, we'll be focusing on our predict pillar, which is the strength in our combination of visual analytics backed by data science at scale, deploying to any operational system. So one of the areas where we had a lot of success in is anomaly detection across all manufacturing, energy equipment surveillance, financial fraud, risk, and healthcare. So I would highly recommend everyone to check out the URL to learn more about anomaly detection solutions provided by TIBCO. On to next slide, please. So here we're going to talk a little bit about what our business problem is, which is here to detect anomalies in power and manufacturing plant equipment. And once we have these anomalies, we really want to identify the key driving factors to determine the root cause of the anomalies. From this point on, we really want to dig a level deeper to analyze the maintenance log files to finally generate a recommended action. So some of the services that we're utilizing from Microsoft include Microsoft Azure Anomaly Detection Service, which we'll be using on our typical data science platform. Then we'll also be utilizing the containerized cognitive services for anomaly detection and key phrase extraction at local or edge scenarios for a specific site location. So what makes this solution unique is actually leveraging the services from Microsoft and TIBCO together. And we're really using two platforms here. The first one is the TIBCO Data Science, which we'll be using with the Azure ML services. TIBCO Data Science integrates at-scale data science operations with Microsoft Azure ML services. It also enables data science-backed visual analysis using our second platform, which is TIBCO Spotfire. The second platform which we'll be making use of would be TIBCO Spotfire for the equipment maintenance dashboard. So TIBCO Spotfire, basically we add the root cause analysis for anomaly detection containerized service, and then we recommend the action from TIBCO analytics with input from Microsoft key phrase extraction containerized service. On to the next slide. So I'm going to walk you over the reference architecture. So the solution is really developed in two phases. We have a company who has power plants scattered across the country and has its headquarters based off a city where the central data science team sits. So the analyst at the headquarters uses the TIBCO data science platform to detect anomalies on historical data from all sites. So the visual, next please. So the visual-backed data science at-scale workflow produces information which serves as an artifact for the maintenance engineer to carry along to the remote site. The containerized services are called in TIBCO Spotfire via Python data function feature and transformed into reusable artifact. Next. So once the maintenance engineer is at the site, the maintenance engineer detects anomalies using the containerized cognitive services from Microsoft and leverages decision intelligence embedded in TIBCO Spotfire to perform root cause analysis. So once we have the anomalies detected, we identify the key drivers in a specific time window as a part of the root cause analysis. Next. From here on, we dig a level deeper, and the results of the key phrase extraction containerized services, we use that to determine recommended action through further processing of the key phrases. And we can think of this as the root cause analysis, which is provided by the TIBCO analytics stack sitting on top of the containerized services provided by Microsoft. We can move on. Next, please. All right, so I'm going to show a live demo of our solution. All right. So here we see the TIBCO data science platform, which is the visual data science back analysis at scale. And I'm going to walk you over the first phase of our solution, which is building and inferring the data at headquarters. So we can see here we have the power plant data, and we are interested in finding anomalies in production per minute. We go through a series of data pre-processing steps, which includes transformation of the timestamp, filtering, and finally calling the anomaly detection custom operator, which is built in the TIBCO data science platform. And once we've detected anomalies for all the sites, this data is then exported to a Spotfire binary data format, which enables faster loading in the TIBCO Spotfire platform. At this point, we move over to the second phase where the maintenance engineer goes to the remote location. So once the maintenance engineer is at the remote location, the first step is actually to perform anomaly detection at the edge. We're interested in learning more about anomalies in production per minute. So this is the equipment maintenance dashboard. You can see here on the top left, you can select the feature that you want to detect anomalies on, which is production per minute here. The granularity level is by minute, and we can go ahead and detect the anomalies. So on the bottom, we see the difference, which is nothing but the difference between the original values that are supplied through the data and the expected values that are given by the container. So on the bottom, we can see that the red markers are the anomalies that are detected by the anomaly detection container. And at this point, really, the site engineer would want to learn more about certain anomalies in certain time windows. And let's say the site engineer is interested in learning more about the nature of anomalies in this window. And so we select this window of interest, and we hit the root cause analysis. Which brings us to the next phase, the root cause analysis. So on the bottom left, we can see the key driving factors for anomalies in production per minute for that specific time window. And from this, we can see that the waste gas, barrel pressure, and loss of efficiency are some of the key driving factors. At this point, the site engineer would really want to dig a little deeper and understand what were some of the maintenance actions performed prior to these anomalies. So we can go ahead and actually call the key phrase extraction container, which basically generates the key phrases. And from here on, the decision-backed intelligence in Spotfire generates a recommended action. So here we can see here on the top right is a chart of the production per minute within that specific time window. And at this point, really, we can see here the key phrases that are generated by Microsoft, a key phrase extraction container service. And from here, we can really see that based on further pre-processing of these key phrases, we have a generated recommendation, which is to change the faulty barrel pressure meter reading. We also see that that this sensor was restarted 5 times, whereas it was only recommended for replacement once. Looking below, we can also see the site engineer might be interested in just knowing the distribution of these key driving factors within that specific time window, so we can toggle between that. So for waste, if you want to know how the waste gas measurements were looking like, we could have a look at that. Same applies for barrel pressure reading and loss of efficiency. And one thing to note here is that we can see that one of the complaints that were logged were for a faulty barrel pressure meter reading, which was a high barrel pressure meter reading. So if you click on that and look at the chart below, you can see that there's a high reading from the graph. That is it.
Cool. Thanks, Vaibhav. Switching back to the slides. So with that said, containers are so far in the public preview for the last 18 months. Starting May 19th, containers are generally available to start with Sentiment Analysis 3.0 container and language understanding. And remaining other containers are currently in public preview, continue to be in the preview for the next few more weeks. And we definitely keep our announcement posted when these containers are ready to go GA. But from May 19th, It's just only Settlement Analysis 3.0 from Text Analytics and Language Understanding. So there are some free tiers available for the developers to get started with the containers, and there are some resources. Feel free to take a picture of this slide. We have developer samples, and we have great documentation, how to work with each container. And also, if you have any questions or any comments or any help needed, you can always reach out to the email given below. So with that, we hope you have a great understanding about Cognitive Services product strategy. Definitely, we hope you have a good understanding about Cognitive Services containers and how to get started working with the containers. Thank you, and we hope you will have a good build.